Let's start again. Okay, so Eleanor, I was asking, what do you call yourself?
Artist metalsmith.
An artist metalsmith, and I asked if you think of yourself primarily as a teacher or an artist or both.
When I taught, I was artist teacher, mm-hmm. or teacher artist,
right.
And now that I'm not teaching, I'm an artist.
You're an artist. Mm-hmm. So I was also asking when and where you were born.
Mm-hmm. I was born in 1945 in Illinois, a small rural community near Glen Ellen, which was about 30 miles west of Chicago. And I was born, I was raised on a farm.
Were you born in the house?
No,
you,
in a hospital.
You were born in the hospital,
mm-hmm,
okay.
Yeah.
And you have two older brothers?
Two older brothers, 10 and 12 years older, and then an older sister, Joyce, who is about just under 2 years older than I.
And I was asking about who your parents were and where they were from.
They were from Eastern Europe, and they immigrated to the United States in 1929. They were from a small village called Roznitsov in Ukraine,
How
Poland.
Do you spell that?
R-O-Z-N-I-A-T-O-W. R-O-Z-N-I-A-T-O-W.
Okay, and you say that?
Roznitsov.
Roznitsov.
So they... came to America, well, they married in early 1900s.
It was an arranged marriage.
It was an arranged marriage. My father had spent a bit of time already in America. His older brother, Casper, had sponsored him, was here, and had sponsored my dad. And then my dad went back to Europe to marry, and he married a woman from the same village, my mother, mm-hmm. who was considerably younger than him. So it was an arranged marriage. They married in March of 29, and then almost immediately got on the ship to come over.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother came with a feather bed and two pillows. That was all they had, because they really did live in a really small peasant community. And, of course, they were, you know, feathers that from the geese that they raised.
You just showed me some things that your mother had made that were from geese that you had on the farm.
Yes, exactly, because, you know, she raised poultry, and she raised geese in particular for the down. So she would strip the feathers and then through the winter pull the down, which is
amazing.
The fluffy part,
mm-hmm.
right at the body. And she would strip the down hours at a time through the winter and put it into a big pillowcase. And
right.
then we would go to Chicago to the ethnic area, Polish, Ukrainian, Russian area, and they imported the fine fabric, the ticking, for making pillows and comforters. And it was like 280 400 some threads to the inch. Very, very fine, soft. Not like that blue and white
right,
canvas-y
right, that we
stuff,
think of as ticking.
No,
right.
This was just the softest. Mm. It's like your best sheets these days. And it's very soft, and it's a very tight weave, so the feathers
don't
go through.
So and you would go with this?
I would go with mm-hmm. her, and she'd buy the yardage, and it came very wide, of course, mm-hmm. for feather beds. And then she would sew up the pockets
right,
for the feather bed,
right.
And then we would go into the bathroom, close the door, and in the tub, she would grab the cloth and the whole pocket and the feather bed preparation was in the tub, and then she would grab from her pillowcase with her down, this fistful of down, and shove it down into the
mm-hmm.
pockets and fill each pocket, and then, you know, snug it closed, and then we would go outside and shake the hell out of it to distribute the down
wow.
in the pockets. So, you know, these were the kinds of things that I grew up with that
right.
were, you know, seemed second nature to me because I didn't know otherwise. You know, so many of the things that we did were from her experience in the old country. And I showed you the little whisk broom that she
right.
made from the wings
mm-hmm.
of the geese. And you had the end of the wing as the right or left-hand
mm-hmm.
whisk broom,
mm-hmm.
and it comes to a fine point, and it's for getting into little crevices, and it's great for removing cobwebs. And then she would also make, and I still have mine, pastry brush.